Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Types of Networks. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Networking Basics in the IT Networking for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the various types of networks, including local area networks, LAN, wide area networks, WAN, metropolitan area networks, MAN, and personal area networks, PAN. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between these network types and understand their applications in the context of data science. Main content overview of LAN, WAN, MAN, and PAN networks are essential for connecting devices and enabling communication. Understanding the different types of networks is crucial for data scientists, as these networks directly impact data accessibility and collaboration. Local area network, LAN. A local area network, LAN, is used to connect computers and devices within a limited geographical area, such as a single building or campus. LANs are characterized by high data transfer rates and low latency, making them ideal for tasks that require fast, reliable connections. They are commonly used in offices, schools, and homes. For example, a company might set up a LAN to allow employees to share files and printers easily. Wide area network, WAN. In contrast, a wide area network, WAN, covers a much larger geographical area, often spanning cities, countries, or even continents. WANs connect multiple LANs and are essential for long-distance communication. The internet itself can be considered a massive WAN. Organizations often use WANs to facilitate communication between branch offices or to connect remote workers to a centralized data center. Metropolitan Area Network, MAN. A metropolitan area network, MAN, is designed to cover a city or a large campus, filling the gap between LANs and WANs. MANs are often used by businesses, educational institutions, and government agencies to connect various locations within a metropolitan area. For instance, a university might use a MAN to connect its multiple campuses, ensuring seamless communication and data sharing among students and faculty. Personal Area Network, PAN. Finally, a personal area network, PAN, is a small network typically used for personal devices within a range of a few meters. PANs are often established using Bluetooth or Wi-Fi technologies. For example, you might create a PAN to connect your smartphone to your laptop or wireless headphones. While PANs are not as relevant to data science on a broader scale, understanding them can help individuals manage personal data and devices effectively. Differences and use cases for each type of network. Each type of network serves a different purpose and has unique features. LANs are best suited for environments where high-speed data transfer is crucial, such as in an office where multiple employees need access to shared resources. They offer good security because they can be controlled within a confined space. WANs, on the other hand, are ideal for organizations that operate across multiple locations. They enable collaboration between remote teams and provide access to centralized databases, which is essential for data scientists analyzing large datasets from different sources. MANs serve as a middle ground, often used by organizations with multiple locations within a city. They provide efficient connectivity for offices and institutions, ensuring that data can be accessed and shared quickly. PANs are primarily for personal use, allowing individuals to connect devices in close proximity. While they may not be directly relevant to data science, understanding their function can help you manage personal data workflows better. Relevance to data accessibility and collaboration. Understanding these network types is particularly relevant to data scientists, as effective collaboration relies on seamless data access and sharing. LANs facilitate quick data transfers, allowing data scientists to collaborate on projects without delays. For instance, a team working on a machine learning model can quickly share datasets and results within a LAN environment. WANs enable data scientists to work with teams located in different regions. They can share large datasets and computational resources, making it possible to conduct analyses that require input from diverse sources. MANs can enhance collaboration within organizations that have multiple sites in a city. Data scientists can access centralized databases and tools, leading to more cohesive teamwork. PANs may not play a significant role in data science collaboration, but can be useful for personal productivity. For example, you might use a PAN to connect your personal devices and manage your tools efficiently. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the four main types of networks, LAN, WAN, MAN, and PAN. Each network type has its specific characteristics and applications that are critical for facilitating data accessibility and collaboration in data science. By understanding these differences, you can enhance your ability to work efficiently with data, whether in a collaborative team environment or managing personal data workflows. Reflection questions: how might a local area network improve collaboration within your team? In what scenarios would a wide area network be essential for your work in data science? Reflect on a time when you used a personal area network to connect your devices. How did it impact your productivity?